So, you know, Chinese female students, they like to invite each other to go to the bathroom together during breaks. What do you think of it? And do you do that in America?
Girls will be going to the bathroom together. It's just,
why do you feel that need?
You're with your girls. It's a safe place. You can gossip, talk about boys. It's where you go. It's safe.
This year's event has asked the question, how much do we know about each other? In an attempt to answer it, college students from Chinese and American universities have sat down together to share their understanding of the Sino-US dynamic through their life at college. William Whitman, a panelist from Middlebury College in the U.S., says he believes there is an outdated mindset in the United States about what is happening here in China.
I think that it's quintessential that Americans improve their understanding of Chinese people, Chinese language, and the Chinese culture. As an American, I can say the biggest room for improvement is for understanding the different political cultures that exist in our two countries. I think that there's a very strong misunderstanding of what the Chinese government is, how it functions, and how it makes decisions. Some of the current rhetoric that you would hear in the United States is that China is authoritarian, the government doesn't represent the people. But I've talked to many Chinese people that have presented opposite opinions that have broadened my perspective and helped me think how government functions in different contexts.
Wu Benyang studies at the University of International Relations in China. She says she believes one of the biggest challenges for people in China is to better understand how the political systems differ.
The biggest impediment would be we think differently. So it would be hard for me to understand other people's viewpoints. Like, it would be hard for my country to understand their diplomatic policy from their perspective. Again, that's why communication is so important between Chinese people and American people, especially the young people. And I'm very glad that I'm here.
Elizabeth Wu's studies at Georgetown University in Washington.
I have a very optimistic view of the future of Sino-American relations, just considering the fact that President Obama and President Xi are right now in Washington discussing current pressing issues. I think that in itself is a signifier that we will continue to have a healthy relationship, open communication, and I think just through dialogue such as this, we can ensure that China and America will in fact be friends in the future and unite on international issues.
Tung Jimeng, associate professor of American Studies at Beijing Foreign Studies University, says he believes it's opportunities like the dialogue hosted by CRI that will help bridge the gap.
To a large extent, I think this would promote the kind of understanding as well as two-way communication. It's not just one way, but it's always two-way communication in between our country's young people. And so I applaud it. I welcome this. I think that this should be a continued project or program with CRI.
Xia Jishuan is the deputy president of China Radio International.
I expect that in the future, more people will either take part in these discussions or watch the discussions on different terminals. So they will be part of the discussion. They raise their questions for the panelists to discuss. Only by attracting more people into this kind of activities can we promote better understanding between these two countries.
This year's discussions, hosted by News Plus Radio on China Radio International, have taken place in Beijing and Shanghai. They've been broadcast worldwide through radio, television, and social media sites. For CRI, I'm Luo Yu reporting in Beijing.